Jamaica's tourism sector has reached a new milestone for 2017. We tell you more on this week's Tourism Roundup. And stick around for our Know Jamaica segment. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. For the first time in Jamaica's history, the island has recorded 4 million visitors in a single calendar year. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett led a delegation to greet the 4 millionth visitor, Jill Bell, who arrived at the Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay. Mrs. Bell and her husband Stephen, who are from Wisconsin in the United States, were making their 25th trip to the island.
So the 4 million visitors have comprised of 1.9 million crews and 2.1 million stopover so far for the year. And we expect the year to end with just about 2.3 million stopovers and 2.1 crews.
The increase in visitor arrivals come on the heels of double-digit growth since April. And now Jamaica can confidently say that it's no longer a seasonal destination. The country is seeing on average over 175,000 visitors per month, a positive sign of future growth.
And that means capacity, and that means jobs that are going to be retained, not seasonal jobs, but full-time jobs, good jobs. And we are building out the capacity of our people to be more efficient, to offer better high-touch service, and also to enable the constancy of top-of-mind performance and beyond expectation performance.
Tourism earnings have also increased, with the country pulling in just over $2.9 billion so far, and on track to reach the $3 billion mark.
And that represents an 11.7% increase over last year in earnings, and also 11.6% increase in arrivals. So you see, we were trending with arrivals being behind earnings. Now arrivals have caught up and we are at 11%.
Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett. Minister Bartlett also noted that winter arrivals are up by 5%, adding that he expects further growth during the winter tourist season. In tourism news this week, Executive Director of the Tourism Product Development Company TPDCO, Dr. Andrew Spencer, is encouraging members of the local craft sector to continuously refine their skills and innovate in order to remain competitive and meet the needs of consumers.
You have to keep abreast of what is happening, but not only keep abreast, you have to be ahead of the game, you have to be cutting edge, you have to always be developing new skills, because you don't want the game to move ahead of you and then you're trying to play catch up. It's very difficult for us to plan ahead in a proper way because we're always in remedial mode and catch up mode. So I want you as the craft sector to be an example that you'll always be ahead of the game, you'll always be cutting edge, you'll always be doing new things and always refining your skills.
Dr. Spencer says craft contributes to the diversity of Jamaica's tourism offerings and allows tourists to take a tangible piece of Jamaica home. To a place called Jamaica. In our Know Jamaica segment this week, the St. Anne's Bay Fort. The fort was erected about 1950 and is located west of the town of St. Anne's Bay. It was built with stone blocks taken from Sevilla La Nueva in 1795. The fort was declared useless because the sea was encroaching on it, and a new fort was built at Windsor Point on the opposite side of the bay. The St. Anne's Bay Fort was then adopted as a jail. The jail had solitary cells, a treadmill, a separate room for lunatics, a room for debtors, a hospital, and a jailer's quarters. Until recently, the fort was used as a slaughterhouse, but presently it is in ruin. That's it for this week's Tourism Roundup. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer, saying take care and one love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.